about the land of darkness and the shadow of death. If you study the Bible, you will find that darkness and death are linked in Scripture. Very often the words occur in the same sentence, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And Job is one of the first to bring the link together, to talk about it. You can see how often he says here, the land of darkness. A land of darkness as darkness itself, and where the light is as darkness. I want to speak about it, boys and girls, because I read a terrible news report this week. It is a story of a woman in Russia, near Leningrad, one of the great cities there, and an Orthodox Christian. And at this time of year, the Orthodox Christians, they keep Epiphany in Russia. And part of their festivities and their celebrations are to get into the water. Of course, most of the water is frozen, and they have to cut holes in the ice. And this particular river in Leningrad, this was done over a river. And at night time, people gathered, and there was a big hole cut in the ice. And underneath is the river, of course. It's completely overfrozen, going on for miles, frozen over the top, over the surface. But there are these holes here and there. Usually they're cut in safe places. And it's night time, it's darkness. And this woman, who's just a young woman really, in her 40s, and her children were there, and her husband and others, and she just leapt into the hole. She leapt into the hole with the flow of the river. She didn't go down carefully, which is what she ought to have done. But she just leapt into the darkness, leapt in with the direction of the flow. And of course she was swept away. And it was awful, because her children were there, and they knew what had happened. Others went in carefully, but she could never be retrieved. They haven't found her body yet. She perished in the waters. She took a leap into the darkness, into the blackness, into the iciness, into the loneliness, without care, without thought. She was an intelligent woman, but she leapt into the darkness. And boys and girls, the land of death is like that. Death flows. And death is icy and cold and lonely. And death is darkness. Darkness. And a lot of people are like her. They just die. They just leap into the darkness. They just go into death without care, without thought, without consideration. And boys and girls, I want to impress you with that story so that you never die without carefulness. So don't just take a leap into the darkness and just die without preparation. Die without Christ. Die without the safety of the gospel. Die without taking hold of the rope of salvation before you go in. And so, boys and girls, I'm exhorting you to know Christ and to take hold of the Savior, to take hold of the rope, and don't just leap blindly into death, but take hold of the rope of salvation. And when you have to go down into the waters of death, you go down carefully, you go down with Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, the conqueror of death, who scatters darkness with the light of his glorious gospel. So you go down into death, prepared, carefully, with Christ, your Savior. Let us pray. Lord, bless these words to the boys and girls. Oh, may they hear thy voice. May they be careful in life and careful in death. May they be wise to consider their latter end. May they be given grace to believe in Christ and to take hold of a Savior who will carry them through the cold waters of death itself and bring them safe to the heavenly shore in His grace. So save all these children. May they know Thee truly. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.